Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we continue our New Year's podcast series as we check in on the year that was 2020 and the year that will be 2021 with Miles Davis, Avaya Canada's Vice President of Channel Sales. For as many lenses as we've put to the experience of 2020 here on this podcast over the last year, communications and UC has not been one of them, really. So it's a great opportunity to find out how the pandemic impacted life and business for Avaya and for its partners. We talk about how quickly the messages that Avaya and its partners have been sharing for years became gospel for many customers, and we talk about the dramatic weekend in March that Avaya, its partners, and its customers all had scrambling to keep the lights on as people moved to work from home. We touch on major releases and development in both the product line and the company's partner programs, including how they were in the right place at the right time with Avaya Cloud Office. We discuss trends that will continue to shape the UC and collaboration markets in 2021, the results of a study of Canadian business leaders on how they're thinking about reshaping their businesses, and what partners can expect from Avaya this year. We also discuss how partner business models are continuing to evolve and the mood he sees amongst the solution providers he's talking to. It's a fascinating conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Miles Davis. Miles, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. Really pleased to be here. And February 1st, but Happy New Year all the same.
Hey, why not? Make it last as long as you can, man. I'm going to start here with a little bit of an understatement and say 2020 was an interesting year for everyone. But one aspect we haven't explored a lot on the podcast was kind of the impact on the comms and collaboration world. Certainly, along with security, an area which had the spotlight shone on it all the more brighter due to the pandemic. Maybe to open up, can you tell me a little bit about how Avaya's business in Canada fared in 2020 and kind of some of the highlights of the year, as it were?
Yeah, thanks, Robert. Look, you know, 2020, I'm sure has been said many times by previous guests, has been an unusual one, to say the least. Certainly from a unified communication standpoint and collaboration standpoint, it was really a pivotal moment. Prior to the pandemic hitting the world, we would have hundreds and hundreds of, you know, marketing pitches, presentations, messages, etc., that talked to the value of cloud communications, of a core strategy around unified communications within any organization, be that internal to your own employees or external to your customers as well. Of course, that's the main window into what service or product you provide. So all of these pictures look great on paper. There was lots of scenarios, and I know for those in central Canada during the 2000s, late 2007, 8, 9, with the brownout, there was a sort of a mini shutdown. But interestingly enough, even back then, the concept of it lasting more than a couple of weeks was really beyond anyone's wildest dreams. So all of that to say, you know, the 2000 experience has certainly underlined a lot of the values, the benefits, the essentials of business continuity that a unified communications strategy can bring to the table for businesses of all sizes.
Can you share maybe a little bit of how Avaya as a business kind of reacted to it and what you saw partners doing to react and help their customers through an interesting time and perhaps a sudden conversion to a belief in collaboration?
Yeah, it was a dramatic certainly weekend, if you can remember back to that. It was around about March break, I think. Everybody on a Thursday or a Friday was told that, you know, work from home on Monday. We're having to, you know, it's almost emergency status. So for us, in over that particular few weeks, there was a lot of heavy lifting in terms of temporary licensing put out to those that maybe didn't have as much of a remote plan as they needed. And so there's a lot of scrambling. That's the only way I could describe it. A lot of making sure that our partners were able to support their customers. You imagine the install base across Canada and globally that we had. So I was really proud, actually, of the work that our partner community was able to rally around, and Avians were able to rally around just to get people, first of all, working from home in that short space of time. So that sort of depicted March, if you will. If you had to put a fence around March, that's how that looked. yeah. And then as those those temporary licenses started to expire, what that small window allowed us to do was to plan for the longer term, the longer future. Already by then, it was well known this wasn't going to be a short 2 weeks at home and then back business as usual. So what it did, and that's been really the story of the remainder of 2020, was how do we use this opportunity as a chance to really redesign workflows, redesign the way that organizations communicate, both internally and externally with their customers. And then since then, we've really seen a lot of vertical use cases as you start, you start to look at curbside pickup as a model for retail, the restaurant sector. Fast forward to right now, we had then the testing cycle. Now we're having the vaccination cycle of trying to coordinate a lot of these services that I think there's been a lot of pressure on, and that's where communications can really help streamline and make more efficient the end result that we're all trying to drive towards.
All right. Yeah, it's funny how it seems to be across parts of the industry, no matter what, piece of the puzzle you bring to it, there seems to be that sense of there was that, that month of madness, and then kind of take a step back, take that sober second look, and, try to come up with a strategy out of all these things which were done to keep the lights on, and what does this mean going forward? So yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that kind of experience of the year 2020. In terms of the technology stack and in terms of the release schedule for Avaya, any highlights you wanted to touch on in terms of what you guys got out there, either on a products basis or a partner program basis?
Yeah, I mean, lots happening on both fronts. First of all, on the product side, we had I wish I could say it was foresight, but like most of these things, it's right place, right time. We'd struck up a relationship with RingCentral in October 2019 to launch a new product called Avaya Cloud Office. This is a public-based cloud that allows both our install base, but also new logos looking at that global brand-backed public cloud offer that really was initially a key differentiator from its quick, short time to switch on, switch down. The scalability that it brought to the market was really key in that first instance. Since then, what it's allowed us to do really is to help our customers and our partners design much more of a workflow change within the small to medium, the medium, and the large enterprise, because it's just so open. So you take all of the best pieces that Avaya has brought together over decades of experience in this space, both on the contact center as well as the in-house employee UC platforms, and then really launch that on this top right-hand magic Gartner quadrant provider in RingCentral in terms of the reliability, the openness of that platform, i.e., being able to go to the applications, the pre-built apps, so that now you can integrate that into all kinds of different workflows that you just weren't able to before. So that's been a real success story for us as we sort of moved through 2020, and now we're in our third quarter of that in Canada. And so really being able to offer something like that and then bolt in our award-winning devices, regardless of whether you're talking about, you know, the traditional desktop sets or huddle room kits or high-definition video for your home office. All of those elements have become actually really key in showcasing a public cloud communications platform. So yeah, so that's certainly been, you know, that was the product side, and then how's that impacted the channel ecosystem for us? Well, it's certainly been, I won't say a right angle turn, but it's been a massive enhancement for the partners. So the model itself, much more of an agency model, really what that does is that changes those traditional core skill sets of our channel partners, to really allow them to focus more on that guide through the cloud journey for their customer base, because it's much more focused around integration into CRMs, integration into workflows, and being able to really leapfrog a lot of what was just not possible under the traditional on-premise focused product lines. The introduction of that has been a real, I think, a big enhancement to the Avaya relationship with the existing partners that we're lucky enough to have in the market. And I think we really are starting to see that take hold now, not only from our traditional partners, but also new relationships as well in the market. Mm-hmm. Relationships that, you know, came from not necessarily your traditional communications backgrounds, but perhaps more from a security background, or even seeing office interiors as an area that can now, a vertical that can now integrate communications into the services that they provide to their customers.
All right. So I think you've provided some hints as to this, but in terms of kind of the things that you see going on right now. But I wonder if you could share some thoughts on what you're expecting to see and kind of what the trends you see shaping 2021 in the Canadian market are going to be.
Yeah, well, work from anywhere will continue to be the norm in 21. So that requires organizations to have the right technology, especially when it comes to cloud communications, that work stream collaboration that we talked about before. Mm-hmm. So we see that trend certainly continuing long after COVID-19 is wrestled under control. And then, you know, companies completely rethinking their businesses as a result. So, Robert, we actually did a survey after COVID kicked in, so sort of late 2020, with 300 business leaders that are customers of Avaya today. So it's interesting, actually, drawing out of those conversations, we saw that around 58% saying that COVID-19 had led them to hire much more of a distributed workforce. 27% of those absolutely realized and you know made it known that their overall business model needed a complete revisit due to these changes that COVID-19 had forced on the way that they worked with their suppliers and their customers. And this is no great surprise, but we've seen about 8 out of 10 of our customers already retooling to provide that improved customer and employee experience. You know, these are just all new ways of working, some of which have been forced, others are just a reminder for these company owners, company leaders, that what was working well enough in the past just wasn't going to cut it in the new economy.
Right. Okay. And in terms of roadmap, in terms of sort of partner plans, basically, what can partners expect from Avaya over the course of 2021?
Yeah, I mean, all kinds. It is, you know, with the technology, also the partner programs are being, you know, refreshed and certainly modeled around, you know, what the customer is demanding. So you know, in 2021, our partners can see sort of an increased focus on solutions delivered via the cloud, obviously. These are going to require new approaches to the business model, but also to the traditional hardware-centric two-tier distribution model.
Mm-hmm.
So partners that do adapt to cloud models and offer related value-added services are going to become increasingly important to their customers. That we've definitely seen so far, the winners and losers through 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what's happening in the contact center and unified communications markets right now, similar to what happened with, say, the CRM and the Salesforce, impact, the partner multiplier effect is huge for those that offer services in and around those workflow. You know, CRM is just one example, but as a centralized platform, partners who can really help with that integration with the guide. It's really the old adage, you know, technology is one thing, technology purchases are one thing. Now the demand is much more on how to extract the ROI and the benefits from those technology purchases. And I say, because of the faster time to ramp up, ramp down, scale, add new, truck, fail fast, all of that puts a lot of pressure on being able to really get that extract that value out of new technology. And I think cloud's great because it provides partners with a platform to be able to run their own tests, and also, I would argue, differentiate themselves much more than they were in the past, where you're selling the same piece of iron and more often than not, the services wrapped around that piece of iron were limited.
All right. So as we record this, as you said earlier, it's the first day of February. Curious what kind of conversations you're having with partners in these early days of 2021, particularly what's the mood in the channel? What are your partners feeling about their businesses and their prospects for this year?
It varies from partner to partner. Sure. I would say, out of our ecosystem, which we're super proud of and really enjoying working with each and every day, and and try our best to delight our partner community, you're seeing that there is there are groups of partners that have for a long time now been building services around virtualization, building services around application development and how to integrate communications into that group. I'd say there's probably 25% of our base of partners that are in that stage. I'd say there's another majority, 50%, let's call it, that are perhaps in the process of retooling, change, the heavy lifting for sure. And so that's a group that we're working probably the closest with right now, Robert, just in terms of helping them with that journey, helping them with, from a customer incentive perspective, from a partner incentive perspective, from a certification and retooling, be that, implementation courses for a Fire Cloud Office or demonstration training for the contact center as a service platform that we've launched.
Mm-hmm.
All of that type of heavy lifting is really sort of taking place with I would say 50% of our existing ecosystem. And then the final 25% have decided that, you know what, my business is either, hard set around, supplying to the on-premise market for both contact center and unified communications, or I'm going to wait and see approach. Let's get through the pandemic and then we'll see. So for that end of the community, we still have a proud heritage of on-premise solutions, of IP Office being the flagship here in Canada. I think we're over 60,000 systems deployed and continue to grow that on a daily basis. There is absolutely recognition that's an important piece of the market as well. So we continue to offer IP Office. We continue to offer the enterprise Aura from an on-premise standpoint. But one thing has changed is that alongside that that proud offering, we also have this migration path for not only our install base, but even those that are looking at on-premise to come across to cloud. It could be in a hybrid model as well. So, you know, looking at an on-premise installation for the head office, but then those branches are needing a little bit more flexibility, scalability, mm-hmm. that works just as well.
All right, great. And to wrap us up, you've provided, I think, some advice along the way and some sort of hints along the way. But any general advice you have for partners in terms of what to be thinking about, where to be shooting for this year?
Yeah, look, you know, customers have got a new way of working, meaning, you know, be that at home, in a large office, in the car, in a cafe, it doesn't really matter. you know, what we're looking to help provide to our partners in 2021 is that productivity and engagement, regardless of where you are. So we sort of move beyond work from home, hopefully sooner rather than later, to really that working from anywhere solution set, which I think is key. You know, there is going to be a next phase here coming shortly, as soon as we can get ourselves vaccinated and under control. So that is certainly something to look forward to, and we're already planning for that, you know, for our partner discussions and partner model. And that really means, you know, helping with that transition, helping with the discussions around return on investments at the partner level, but also how are they managing this shift in the way that they pay their people, in the way that they organize their teams. You know, we've been having a lot of those conversations as well, and I see that's really fascinating. It's exciting to see that transformation, and I see a lot more of those conversations in 2021. And you know, we're really looking forward to helping in whichever way we can, as not only the end customer market, but also the partner ecosystem makes that transition.
All right, brilliant. Once again, appreciate your taking the time and joining us today. All the best for a very successful 2021, and I hope you're right, and that as much as we all love home, that we're working from anywhere sometime very soon.
Absolutely, Robert. Real pleasure, and great to see you again. All the best this year.
So there you have it, a review of 2020 and a preview of 2021, courtesy of Avaya Canada Channel Chief Miles Davis. I'd like to thank Miles for joining us for the podcast, thank Avaya Canada for their continued support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back early next week, as we'll be continuing on the New Year's podcast series, and we've got some other big surprises coming up too, so be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts so you don't miss anything. And if you should feel so inclined as to leave us a rating and a quick review, we would not be opposed to that. Until next time we speak, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.